So my friend Kelly sent me a text the other day that I think was really funny and you would probably relate to. It was about how we plan to conquer the summer together while both of our boys' preschools and Mother's Day out options, well, they're no longer options for the summertime. Listen, I am all about creating fun summertime memories, but the morning coffee date with friends, the opportunity to clean up the house while the boys were in school, and getting some work deadlines met are now a little bit more challenging. But I have found us all a solution. There is an incredible app called Wendy that connects families and college student nannies. They are background checked, interviewed, and the sweetest. Not only are you able to meet your childcare needs, but you could also help those college students that are looking for summer jobs. There's options for part-time help and full-time help. Whatever your childcare needs are, Wendy has a match for all of them this summer. All you have to do is go to wendy.com/realtalk to start a search for a nanny. And as a special offer, they are going to knock $50 off your search if you go through that link. Wendy provides top-notch service, but at a fraction of the cost of traditional nanny agencies, and there's no ongoing fees. So here's how it works. Go to wendy.com/realtalk to start your search. A Wendy concierge will find great matches for your job and set up interviews for you. Then you choose the one you like. Get started now, though, because there are a lot of parents out there looking for nannies for the summertime, just like you and I. Go to wyndy.com/realtalk right now to start your search.
Welcome to Real Talk with Rachel Autry, where we help you delight in life and find joy right where you are. If you are listening to this and you are like, that is not Rachel's voice, you are absolutely correct. This is Emily on Rachel's team. Hello, and I am so happy to be bringing you the intro for this week's episode. And I'm going to tell you exactly why that is right now. So it's been a little bit of a wild week on the Autry front. If you have not been following along with Rachel on Instagram, her little neighborhood in Birmingham got hit by an actual tornado earlier this week. And praise God, Rachel is 100% fine. So is her family. Thomas was home. Their house is okay. But that would rock you a little bit, as you can imagine. And they were without power for a couple of days. Just as Rachel was rebounding from that, she started to feel sick, fever, chills, the whole nine yards, and it hasn't gotten much better. So she is actually at the doctor as we speak, as I'm recording this, trying to figure out what is going on. So here I am to intro this week's episode to tell you a little bit about, as Christmas approaches, where you can find us and maybe get some help with some last minute gifts you might need to buy. And then I'm going to introduce this week's guest. So if you could just lift up a prayer for the Autry family, that would be so appreciated. It always seems like before holidays or before big life events that something happens or gets in the way or throws a kink into the plans. And that is exactly where they are at. So if you could just pray for things to go smoothly leading up to this Christmas season, they're having to reschedule little Oliver's very first birthday party, which is just heartbreaking as a mom, as you can imagine. And if you could just pray for Rachel to get well soon, that would be incredible. Send her a little message over on Instagram that you're thinking of her, praying for her. I know she would appreciate that so much. So speaking of Christmas, Christmas is so close, like 11 days away at the time of me recording this. And I'm going to tell you just really quick, if you're trying to buy last minute gifts, if you haven't quite been celebrating Advent the way you've imagined it, we have an email that is incredible that we will send straight over to you. It's going to be the first link in the show notes, and it has Advent resources that you can just jump right into right where you're at. Come just as you are. It has gift guides if you're still looking to buy those last minute gifts, because I know I am. And then it also has like our playlist that we're listening to this Christmas season and all kinds of other great stuff. The gift wrap we love. You're going to want to be on this email. Just go to the first link in our show notes and it will be right there. And then the other thing I was going to say is if you are looking for gifts still, we've got you. We know that some people are just tough to buy for. I'm one of those people. People are always like, what do I get you for Christmas? I'm like, I don't know. Go to Rachel's Gift Guides. Literally, I told my mom that. I was like, Rachel's Gift Guides have everything that I would want, which is so true. So we have unique gifts on there for people like your dad, your brother-in-law, your mom. Think people that you might like have to buy for a white elephant or a favorite things party, and you're just coming up short because your brain's running in a million different directions. We've got gift guides for you in that way. And so that's going to be in the show notes as well, right below the email link. And then the last link that's going to be in the show notes that I want you guys to know about is Amazon storefront. Rachel has an incredible Amazon storefront with links to everything. If you're like, I needed that gift like yesterday, but it can be on your doorstep tomorrow. Her link to the Amazon storefront is going to be right there. And there are gift guides separated out by category in her Amazon storefront as well. So now that all of that is out of the way, I am going to introduce this week's episode. And it is actually our Advent episode from last year with Ruth Cho Simons. This episode was incredible and one of our most listened to episodes of last year because it is all about how to prepare him room and get ready for Jesus's coming this Christmas season, but also any time of the year. And I feel like we can feel like if we aren't starting Advent on December 1st, and if we're not lighting a candle every time we do quiet time, and if we're not, you know, perfectly showing up, then why show up at all? And this episode is all about how Jesus meets us exactly where we are to prepare for him coming this Advent season, this Christmas season, and every single day. This episode is full of great reminders and wisdom. You guys know we love Ruth Cho Simons. We met her this year at her book signing event for her new book, Pilgrim. And I just know that this week's episode is going to have some nugget of wisdom that you're going to need to hear today and that your heart will need to just carry you over into the Christmas season. So without further ado, here's Rachel's conversation with Ruth Cho Simons on Advent.
My name is Rachel Autry, and I am thrilled to be behind the microphone today, as per usual. Even more so excited because it is Christmas season, and it might not be for you, so don't freak out, and it's okay. But today we are diving into a Christmas theme that goes beyond the Christmas calendar. Here's what we're talking about today. We're talking about Emmanuel, this idea and invitation to prepare him room at Christmas and always. So inviting Jesus into our life and walking with him and remembering the manger and all that it took to bring the Savior into the world to be with us goes beyond Christmas and Advent season and all the above. So we have Ruth Cho Simons joining us today. She is a best-selling author and award-winning author of several books, including Grace Lays, Beholding and Becoming, and several others. You might recognize Ruth. She joined us in episode 79 when we talked about this idea of beholding and becoming women of God. She is so amazing. She is a mom of so many boys, so many boys. So her life is crazy. Honored she would join us today. She also is a beautiful artist, which is one of my favorite parts about her work besides her writing. This book that we're talking about today, Emmanuel, is beautiful. It's a 25-day journey through an Advent season that you can prepare your heart to make room for him. And I'm so excited for you to be listening with us today. And so fun to think that when this conversation comes out, it'll be Christmas time. Like there will be sleigh bells. That will be our season.
So fun.
Isn't that awesome? But here we are in the sweltering. I mean, I guess not you, because you're in Colorado. So you're kind of like, you're living that airy, dreamy.
It is really nice. It's never sticky.
Yeah, we love it. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I'm so excited to have you back. Just told my friends all about you in our fun little intro, but I need to know this. This is kind of like my selfish conversation because you have six boys and I have one boy. And I'm like, how? I mean, I know you do because you thrive and I love seeing your things online and you're just doing the best thing.
Okay, but tell me how old is your son?
A year and a half. And we are getting into like the brave stage. Like every day we have one smackdown. Like not me, but like he
girl,
falls
a year
tricks.
And a half. You are still learning all the things, you know? And okay, but what was your question? Tell me.
No, what just was
I, what
like
I did encourage you.
Like, this is going to be like my 5-minute Rachel segment where I'm like, hello, friend. Can
Listen,
you encourage me?
You know why I use the word unlikely on my profile? I say I'm an unlikely mama to 6 boys.
Yeah.
Because I always want to sign up for things that I'm really good at. I always want to sign up for things that I feel like I'm super good at. And being a mom to a boy, not to mention 6 boys, just isn't something that I thought I would ever be like really amazing at. And so I was like kicking and screaming going, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be somebody who is going to have to struggle in being a mama to 6 or 6 boys. But you know, Rachel, here's the thing that's amazing is every part of motherhood that feels a little bit like, why is this so hard? Or this doesn't come naturally. Or why can't I just be really good at this? And do I have to fight this every single day in my heart or in the situation or my circumstance? Every one of those circumstances and those opportunities are literally the places where God causes you to decrease and for him to increase. It really is that. And I think we keep thinking we want the circumstance where he'll increase, but somehow we'll like shine while he increases.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, literally it's like those unlikely things, the parts where you're like, I love this, but this is kind of kicking my butt.
I'm not cut out for
that's
it. Yeah.
Good, this is a good place to be. Yeah.
Oh,
and I would say all
you're going to have wisdom.
Girl, 20 years of my motherhood journey, and it's not eased up. It's still that way. We still have hard conversations. I still have moments where I'm like, I don't know what to do. I don't think that I'm the right woman for this job. There are still moments like that. And every single time I've learned just in that same way. And I'll say this and then we can talk about something else. But when you're, whether you biologically carry your baby or you are, adopting a child, no matter what, there is stuff out of your control. Right? In motherhood, it's just out of your control when you're waiting on that baby. And the rest of motherhood is kind of the same way. It's out of your control. It's not yours to fix or make perfect. You're simply a conduit of the grace that God wants to show that child and the work that he's going to do through you and in you yourself. And so I just keep stopping and going, okay, this is the actual journey. The journey is not when that child grows up and it becomes this amazing person. The journey is that I'm being sanctified and this child is growing too. So there you go. Be encouraged. You're on the journey.
Oh, I'm on the journey. That's so good. The first 3 minutes of the show, we already got a mic drop moment.
Oh.
We love it. No, I think that that's such a good reminder. I think for anyone listening, regardless of season or status or whatever, like wherever you are in life, it's so interesting that we want to be in what we're good at or what we feel like we can just shine through, because then it's easy to not fail or make a mess of things or
right.
be embarrassed. But in reality, yeah, what a cool opportunity to invite Jesus into it, which is the whole point. So
the whole point.
The whole point here.
turns out. Oh my goodness. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's one of those like, well, duh moments. And then you sit here and you're processing, you're like, but it's not exactly as easy.
But that's what girlfriends are for, right? I mean, we're sitting here on this call. We don't get to talk to we're not in each other's lives every day, but the moment we get on a call and we're sisters in Christ, we can say, listen, don't forget. Yeah. This is what it's all about.
Such a good reminder. Amazing. What a good little show opener. It's going to be an amazing conversation. I also have to just know, just for fun, because I love following you. I know our friends do too that are listening, because one, you're beautiful. Two, the things you create are beautiful. And three, where you live is so much fun. So just what do y'all do for a family day? Like if you were going to have a day, you're all together.
Yeah.
What's your thing?
So, I mean, I am... And left up to myself, my ideal day would be at Nordstrom. I mean, I'm just telling you the honest truth. If it left up to myself, my ideal day would be like to have the bougiest salad and a creme brulee and to go shopping all day. But you know what God's given me? God's given me 7 wild guys in my life.
Yeah.
I'm married to a husband with 6 boys. Their ages range from 9 to 20. And currently the 20-year-old is back in our house for his last year of college while the second one is about to move to Phoenix. Rachel, I've got all sorts of things going on in my life. So when we have a day off, guess what? It's not full of watercolor and butterflies. There's not a whole lot of peonies and flowers going on. You know what we do? We chuck our phones. Well, so to speak, we get off Wi-Fi and we go up in the mountains, and I've become an off-roading jeeping mama. So
you go, girl.
We drive a 8-seater Toyota Sequoia that's been lifted for all the gals who are listening. I didn't know what that meant either, but it just means it has giant tires, extra suspension, and we do like gnarly trails. See, even though I'm using gnarly because that's what it is. Girl. And so, we usually make it up to like, 15,000 foot elevation, or we've made it to lots and lots of peaks. And, even though it sounds like Sound of Music, and it kind of looks like Sound of Music sometimes, but the truth is, like, it's the perfect, God knew what I needed. I thought I was like, I can't be a boy mom. I don't like mountain bike and dirt bike and motorcycle and Jeep. And I don't do all those things. But you know what I needed was for my heart to rest. And I needed to, like, being such a creative, I needed to be impressed with things that I had nothing to do with. Right. And so it's amazing how God provides, and he never wastes anything. So when I think, oh, I'm just trying to spend time with my boys. No, he's like, nah, this is not just for the boys. This is for you too.
Yeah. So good. He's like, I'm just using your boys as an usher to who I am.
For what you really need.
Moment. Right. Exactly. Because we probably wouldn't pick jeeping and trails and bugs, but they do. And so therefore we show up.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah. We were at the library yesterday and they have this cute little outdoor play section, and he was playing on his own. He was doing so well. But when they just get too quiet and you're like, something's up, getting a little too quiet, entertaining himself a little too well. And so I walked over and he's just like watching the centipede crawl around his hand and saying, bug, bug, bug. And it was such a big centipede. I truly thought it was like a little garden snake. Like, it was massive. And all the moms were just like laughing. And I was like, this is it. But I would never, experience nature. This is so cliche, put it on a Hallmark pillow, but like, I would never experience nature in such a way. Like, I don't dig for bugs, but he's so fascinated. And I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen a centipede up close personal. Thank you, Maddox.
I love it.
So yeah, it's a wild ride, but so cool that that's just the journey God's got us on. And one of those things where I'm like, well, I don't know if I would have picked this for myself, but I sure do love it. Yeah. So what else out there is there that I not necessarily would have picked, but God has for me
exactly
that I am about to jump into. It's going to be such a cool ride,
Yep, totally.
So, yeah. Well, like I said, here we are talking about Jeep rides and trails and all the cool fun things. Meanwhile, it's like the most fun Christmas season, and it's weird to think about a few months ahead, but that's just how we work around here in the podcast world.
Right.
I'm like, bring me to fall, bring me to Christmas. I don't want to rush anything. But anyways, you have this amazing Advent out that I'm so excited about. Well, it's more than an Advent. I'm like, I kind of just want to gush for a second. It is like the go-to Christmas devotional. It's called Emmanuel, and obviously all about God being with us, and in more ways than just a manger. And that's what I kind of love. And what I got out of it as a reader was, I think it's so easy to look so forward to Christmas, and then December 31st comes and people are taking down the Christmas trees or whatnot. Yeah. And you forget, like, actually Advent is every day. I mean, not on your calendar, but a part of our walk, it should be. So I almost want you to like, tell us where this idea came from. Tell us about how this was birthed, how this was born, all the fun things. And then I have another few selfish questions for you.
Well, so Rachel, we don't know each other super, super well, but I can tell that you have like holiday energy. You're like somebody who brings the fun. You bring the fun.
Thanks.
You make it festive and fun. And I love that. And so for all our listeners out there who are wired like you, I'm sure you're like getting decorations out and you're playing the music and it feels festive and fun. Then the rest of the population, if there's any listener out there that's like wired like me, I'm just saying, I'm here for you, sister, because I'm that girl that gets super, super overwhelmed when it's holiday season. I get so overwhelmed because I'm a perfectionist. I'm a recovering ex-striver. I'm that person who has spent most of my life trying to control every circumstance, make everything turn out exactly how I want it to. And if it doesn't totally go my way, my happiness takes a big nosedive. So that's just me being super, super honest about the innate struggles in my life. It's not like I struggle with it every day. I'm just saying that's like the innate, left up to myself, that's going to be my struggle. So when holiday season kicks in, I tend to want the ambiance and the stuff and the glitter and the magic to feel super extra. Like, I really want it to be everything I ever dreamt of. And let's just get real, like, I don't know. I'm like, if you're driving, if you're listening on a jog, like just dig in with us. Okay. I'm going to get real soul searchy here, but
we love it.
What we really want at Christmas time, let's just be really honest, but what we really, really want at Christmas time, what every Folgers coffee commercial, what every Zales diamond commercial, everything is pointing to that thing that we really want. And it's not just our families getting together and it's not just warmth. It's that we actually want to know that we're here on purpose and for a purpose, that our life matters, that our relationships matter, that we're actually loved, and that people we care about know that we love them. We actually, what we're really longing for is peace, like not conflict. We really want to feel at peace, right? Not just world peace, but like peace with your extended family, peace
right.
with
yeah.
the people in your home. You're looking for peace. You're looking for belonging. You're looking for purpose. And you're just saying, can I just at this crazy end of the year, can I have a moment where I just realize and know that it's all worth it? And that moment of peace is what we're all looking for. And every commercial and every piece of decor is trying to fabricate the sense of happiness, joy, peace, belonging. You'll feel the warmth if you just do it this way. Throw the knitted blanket right over your couch a certain way and everything will feel just right. And I'm here for it. Like I want to decorate and I want all those things. But if you're like me, you get to the day after or the day you take everything down and you kind of go, why does it feel like it's over now?
Sure.
But the truth is, if in Christ, when we're Christ followers, when we're told that Jesus, his name is Emmanuel, God with us, the whole point of Christ coming to be God with us is that he doesn't leave. His presence
That's
doesn't
right.
leave. He's not gone. January
he's not 29th in the attic.
When it's,
yeah.
Yeah. It's, he's decoration. Not tucked away and taken down. And so rather than, and this is honestly like every work that I do, every book that I write, it's always really preaching to myself. It's never like, wow, I've got this all figured out. And can I please show you now? It's always like, come with me on the journey. Come with me on a journey that I'm working through. And the journey I'm working through, Rachel, is reminding myself that the magic and the blessing of Christmas doesn't have to be contained in the 25 days that we're like trying to celebrate in December. The truth is, what we're telling ourselves and what we're thinking on and meditating on and what we're focusing on in this Advent season actually determines how we're transformed, changed, where we go for hope the rest of the year. So rather than thinking that we're trying to make the most of the holiday season, don't buy into that lie that it has to be contained all in that. It's that holiday season is a great time to remember what you need to be quick to have on your lips and in your mind the rest of the year. And so, yeah, Emmanuel, the 25-day devotional is really just like a little labor of love where I just wanted to send this project out to anyone who might be like, okay, I magic or Christmas or not, beautiful sleds and glitter or not, I need to know why we're here. Like, what are we doing here? Like, why are we celebrating? And why is it that no matter how many new decorations I buy, there's still something in me that feels not quite satisfied. And so these are 25 conversations where you can talk to the Lord yourself about it, or you can get in a group. But the goal is for us to get to the heart of where is it that we're really turning to for joy at Christmas time? And how do we prepare a room in our hearts instead for God with us from That's here amazing. On out and not ending at December 25th?
Right. It's an everyday option or an everyday availability. Yeah, like you can absolutely. Say yes to him on December 26th and on July 4th and on like an every day throughout the calendar. But it's just so funny because I'm with you. I thank you for the holiday spirit comment because I do. I'm like, I love life. I got a zeal.
I love it. I love it.
But I'm with you. I love Christmas and it's easy for me to go to that place and like stuff, like like Pinterest board, all the fun things.
Yeah, bake and host and all the things that we do, right?
Right. Because there's so many excuses to do it. And there's nothing wrong with that idea, but it's like, what's going on in your heart that you feel like that's necessary? Is it because, no, I've been created to host and I love to have my friends over and we can have great conversation? Or is it, oh, I have something to prove or I have a hole that I'm trying to fill? And these are the conversations I feel like that you bring up, that you kind of like stir the stuff in your heart to figure out, am I getting the most out of the season? Not, are my presents wrapped in time for me to be able to enjoy things? It's a, legitimate, like, are you understanding the weight of what this story means?
Yes.
And like you said earlier, yeah. you used the word journey, like with motherhood. Mm-hmm. Jesus was on a journey too. It just started in a manger, but that's not the end of the yes. story. And we get to walk yes. through the rest of his life till death to understand what it means for us.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
there's just so much more to this that I think it's so easy to overlook when we look at the shiny things. And
absolutely. And you know, I think the thing is, I think I really desire to help, I want to preach to myself, but to anyone who's listening, who feels like I just sometimes want to give up on even trying to make things special because I feel like I'll never be enough and I'll never make it special enough, or I don't have the finances for what I think I need to, you know, and there's just so much that is easy for us to think. I know it's really cliche for us to be like, Jesus is the reason for the season and it's not about the stuff and it's not about the presence. And we say that, Rachel, right. but the right. reality is we're not, we might be saying, let's not be this way, but we're not actually adding in what it actually is about. So it's not enough just to say, we're going to have a simpler Christmas. It's that, okay, if you're going to decrease the amount that you're buying into all the commercialism, you have to replace that with the reality that the redemptive story of why God with us is Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, that did not just suddenly happen for the Christmas story. This was the arc of the entire Bible. Like, this is the beginning of time. He's made a plan to be with us for always. It's always been his desire to pursue us and to be with us and to not ever let us go. And so when we read, you know, I will never leave you or forsake you. Well, that's wonderful, but you got to remember that that literally is like the Christmas message always. Like, we somehow listen to that. And we think, okay, that was what, you know, the Holy Spirit is never going to leave us, forsake us. But no, Jesus came so that he would actually be the one to be like, I will walk with the disciples on earth. I will train them to carry out the gospel forevermore. And then for anyone who would say, I surrender, I'm done, I'm not going to do this alone anymore, I need Christ, I'll go and dwell with him or her. I will be with her forever. She'll never be alone again. And I think that's what I really want to celebrate with you and with our listeners here, is that we're going to miss it if we keep thinking that all these other things will satisfy us, when Jesus is like, I literally moved heaven and earth and did all that was crazy to come and actually be with you forever. Always.
Yeah. It's such a good point. I think, yeah, the understanding that Emmanuel, God with us, like this bigger concept of, like we're saying, yes, it's on Christmas and whatnot, but I think practically it is so easy, especially for us girlies, that mm-hmm. like love Hobby Lobby Christmas section. Like, we love all the things. Practically, what's a good way to take pause, take a step back, mm-hmm. kind of like take an assessment of our heart and where we're at? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, shameless plug, the devotional, it's a great place to start. But like, practically mm-hmm. today, if someone's like, you know what, I'm actually catching myself in this weird spiral, losing the meaning, or not reflecting, or it not being my reason, I want to hear, like, do you have a thing that you've caught yourself in, maybe even two?
Yeah. I think you need to be good at asking yourself questions. I think about how, if you follow me for any amount of time, you know that I have this practice of preaching truth to myself. It's mm-hmm. not that I've made it up or anything. It's just I want to follow after the pattern of the psalmist, just preaching good sermons. And he asks himself, like, you know, you read in the Psalms, like, why are you so downcast, oh my soul? He's right. really asking himself questions. So sometimes that self-reflection is even in the middle of Hobby Lobby. It's a great place. I'm so grateful for Hobby Lobby. But if you stand in the middle of the aisle, it might be a good moment to ask yourself this question. What do I think I need to truly be happy? What is it that I actually think I need? What do I really need? Because if you're sitting there feeling anxious, most of our anxieties will point to what we think we must gain for ourselves that God won't provide. That's kind of the bottom line.
Wait, can you say it again?
Most of our anxieties and our unhappiness point to the ways in which we think we need to attain for ourselves something that God won't provide. We think we need to attain for ourselves something that we don't believe that God will provide.
I love stepping on toes.
Well, I like, call that good. Striving.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the truth is, it's striving is a lot of anxious running around. And so you can be free and go to Hobby Lobby with exactly what you want to get to bless your family and bless your neighbors and bless your, the people coming over to your home. But if you find yourself sitting there feeling like it'll never be enough, I'm so anxious about this, I'm not sure if I should even be buying this, I feel stressed out, what if my kids aren't making good memories? I don't really know. Like, let me go look up on Pinterest how I'm supposed to do it. If all this is going on, it might be a good time just to stop, like put your hands on the cart and literally say to yourself, Ruth, what do you think you need to gain for yourself? And are you trusting God to provide that, or are you trusting yourself to provide that? So that the answer to your question might be, I think I need all my friends to like me. I mean, what are we in eighth grade? But the truth is we actually feel that sometimes, right? I actually think I need more followers on Instagram to feel happy. I actually think I need to have success in the work. I've put in so much effort and I feel like it's not getting anywhere. I need success to make me feel happy. I need my kids to say that I'm the best mom in the world. I need to feel like my husband didn't miss the memo again and gets me the right present this year. Whatever it is that you think you really, really need, be honest with yourself. Jot it down and say, am I stressing and is my anxious running around? Because I think I need to make sure and control and determine that those things will happen to make me happy because I don't trust God to satisfy my soul instead.
Yeah.
It's a really valid question.
That's so good. I love practicals too, because I think it's so fun to talk these conversations because of course you get wisdom and you're like, this is amazing. And you leave. And then do you ever almost get like wisdom anxiety where you've just like intake so much that you're like, yes, I love the idea. And then you take a step back and you realize, actually, I don't even know how to start. So we love practicals because it gives people a thing they can do almost like a whatever checkered flag. So that gets their attention and says, hold on, pause. I actually have the opportunity to change my posture or to preach to myself.
Yes. Yes. And that's why in this devotional, I even start the first week. It's broken down into 4 weeks, but the whole first week is called Our Posture, because how you enter into a season is how you will continue in a season. So if you enter in, whether that be October, November, or December 1st, if you enter into that season with a posture of, this is a year that I'm going to make sure that I don't fail my family because I feel like a failure. And so I'm going to be amazing and I'm going to do all these things. And I think this is what's going to make everybody else happy and not disappointed in me. Let's just say that's your posture. And we don't say those things out loud, Rachel, but sometimes we feel those. The mom guilt sets in and we act that way. Well, then guess what? All your actions will be running around thinking that you can somehow make sure that everyone approves of you and nobody's disappointed. But then guess what happens? If that's your highest goal and your highest happiness, then what happens when somebody, one of your children, is less than impressed, or somebody actually is disappointed in you, or your family member is upset with you, or something falls apart? Like, oh my goodness, suddenly you've missed.
Or someone gets COVID on Christmas Eve. Yeah, it's just,
oh my goodness, right? You know? Right. So yeah. If your expectation is that this will be done right and I will feel good about myself by how I do this, then you'll always come up short. It'll always be disappointing. So that's the question. I would say variations of that very question is what I ask myself almost every single day, and sometimes first thing in the morning, because let's be super honest. Sometimes I wake up and before I'm even like sitting at my chair, opening up my Bible, knowing that I want to spend time with the Lord, before that even happens, I'm already like welling up with a whole bunch of, it all depends on me. I have to do all these things. I got to hold it together. And at Christmas time, we especially get like that. Like, look at my list. It's so long. And why can't I figure out how to get all this fitted in? And I need to do all these things and whatever it is. And we call it the holiday hustle and stuff like that, but let's not over glamorize it. I think the honest truth is we're just anxiously trying to control things so that we could find the happiness that was meant to be delivered through Christ alone. That's the bottom line.
That's so good. I love that you said this isn't just a Christmas thing. Like, taking inventory like that every day is so important.
Yeah.
Especially, I love doing that in the morning. Not every morning, wish I could say. But the mornings that my mind and my soul are like aligned and prompt me for that, it's so cool because I feel like the rest of my day, I'm looking through a different lens. Things are just different. Things that happen that I had no control over, I have much more patience and much more grace for because it wasn't up to me. Or I get frustrated with people around me because I'm like, you could have helped that from happening. And they're like, how? Like, this isn't a thing. So it's, but it's the same. There's so much, I think, Christmas stress that can almost amp things up in great ways through praise. If you are understanding the value of the season and what it was created to be for us, or it can amp things up in some really dangerous ways if you aren't taking those moments to kind of like resituate, reposture. But I think there's also the forgiveness for ourselves, realizing that, okay, we are sinners. So I might lose the posture. I probably was really looking forward to those Christmas lights drive through and everyone was screaming in the back of the car. Like, it didn't go my way. I think
there is grace. Yeah. Yes, there's grace for all that. But, you know, let's just take that analogy and that metaphor real quick and just say, okay, if when we're talking about physical posture, how many times do you find yourself hunched over scrolling or doing something and then suddenly going, oh, my back is killing me. And this is a terrible thing to be sitting here. And so then what do? You adjust, right? When you notice it, you go, I don't want to do that. My neck is going to hurt. I've been sitting here in the same posture for a while. I'm going to change. And most of the time you get up, you walk around, you find a different chair, you adjust. And so that's what we're saying is realign your heart this season so that and get that posture right. But that doesn't mean you're going to like somehow ace it and be like, now I am repostured perfectly for the rest of my life. No, it's about little minor adjustments day by day going, wow, I see myself falling back into a scarcity mentality. I'm constantly scared that I'm not going to have enough. How do I readjust my posture so that I remember my generous God and how he's abundant with me? For example, that's just me preaching to myself.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, that's what we do day by day.
Amazing. Okay, let's talk about that then. On the other side, let's say once we've adjusted, we realize, ooh, I don't like that. I'm operating from a pretty weird space. And we switch it and the narrative is a little bit different and healthier. Mm-hmm. And we're able to see God for who he is, promises, his son, all the things. Then almost like what fruit have you seen in your own life? Maybe even real life circumstances where you're like, this became more fun or this was just easier. Like, I almost would love those testimonies because I think that those are the also praise reports that say this is possible. This isn't just like a woo-woo, you got this girlfriend. Right. It's like, no, this is really something we can have.
So a couple of examples I can think of from the Simons household that I would just share, first of all, is that I think sometimes we imagine that all the families we admire and all the lovely people we know on social media, we imagine that they light a candle every night and they sing beautiful hymns and their kids never disobey and that they somehow have a gorgeous Advent night every night. Well, I'll just testify that once every other month, whether it be personal family devotions or Christmas time devotions, Mr. Troy Simons, my husband, has to say to me, hey, the most important thing is that we begin today. He always says this to me because I want to have begun so long ago and been perfect at it. So I'm basically like, no, the most important thing is to say, I began then and I've never failed. And he's like, no, the most important thing is we're going to start today. So if you find yourself going, wow, we really never read our Bibles together or we never have a conversation about Jesus during Christmas, stop beating yourself up and start right now, start today. Mm-hmm. So I think just on a practical level, so one testimony would just be that we as the Simons household regularly have to start again. So even if I wrote a book that's a 25-day journey, I'm like, be free. Start on day 13, December 13, if you want to take it into January, if you want to. If you know that December's going to be crazy and you want to start in October, be free. Enjoy. Like, I mean, there's no limit to what you can do, like to think on Christ at Christmas time. That shouldn't be confined to this perfect moment.
That's right.
That's one testimony is just that I would say, we don't do it perfectly. It's not always candlelit. And sometimes people get in fights. So it's not always perfect. And I think that's okay. The second thing that I just want to offer as freedom, as maybe even just fruit of recognizing that when I rehearse, the actual gift of Christmas is the redemptive story of the gospel. When I tell myself that's actually the real reason why we're celebrating at all, I know this might sound a little counterintuitive, but it has freed me to say no to a lot of things. And so just as a, by a way of testimony and a fruit, I would just say, learn to say no to things that don't actually take you to your final goal. If it's like, wow, we don't really need to be going to a party every weekend, then say no to the right thing. I mean, to say no when it's appropriate and say yes when it's appropriate, but guard the time. Don't find yourself a slave to a social schedule when really you have every ability to say, no, I don't think we'll be able to make it. Mm-hmm. No, I think our schedule needs to be freed up in the evenings at 7 p.m. Whatever it is that you are called to, just when you have your eye on the prize, you actually can say no so much easier than if you don't know what you're there for.
Yeah. I think it's with that people pleasing about someone's.
Absolutely.
That's yes. Someone's little soft spot, which is mine, which is why I feel like I'm allowed to say that. But it's one of those, when you take your eyes off yourself and you're not so wrapped up with what are they going to think about me? Or are they going to be let down?
Right.
Will we still be friends? Like, no is easier. So I love that example. Yeah. And you're able, again, to look through this as I want this to be a season where I'm reset. Like, I'm refreshed. Mm-hmm. I'm able to give praise where it's worthy and not be so obsessed with what I feel like the world, and I'd even say the enemy, is trying to throw my way.
Absolutely.
To distract me from the real life joy and purpose of the season. And so when you take your eyes off of that, then everything else kind of just situates into place where they actually belong. Mm-hmm. And not saying your friends are less than, but I'm also saying there might be alternative ways to gather with your friends than having
Absolutely.
To overstretch yourself for a tacky Christmas sweater party.
And the truth is, at the end of the day, the pitfalls, the areas where you find yourself not resting and anxious, that might be different for a lot of people. For some, it might be that, oh my goodness, you work in isolation a lot, and this is a time of year where you actually get to spend a lot of time with people, and it's not a burden. Absolutely. We're not saying, I don't think either of us are saying that it's about a certain number of activities, or it's just simply,
that's right.
This is the time of year where it's really easy to make idols of things that you think will make you happy. So I'm simply encouraging us to remember that we will never be satisfied apart from God being with us, and that being truly enough. And until we know that the Christmas story is actually that Jesus wants to dwell with you and make his home with you 365 days of the year, until you recognize that that's the gift, you'll constantly try to keep adding things into your life to feel filled up, and it will never work. So that's the question you should ask yourself to figure out whether you should say yes to this or whether you should buy this or not. It's not there's no formula for it. It's simply a test of your own heart, right?
Right. I love it, because none of these things are bad things. Again, we were saying earlier, they are just, where is it? Where's that overflow coming from? Is it from scraping at the bottom of the barrel, or it being I really enjoy this and I feel the permission. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with it. Heart's in a good place. Let's go. So we pray that can be your season. Okay. Quick little fun theology moment that I love. I feel like every season it brings me back to this, but just the simple fact that Jesus came in a manger. It wasn't showy. It wasn't shiny. Yeah, it was stinky, right? And it was in the middle of nowhere. Mm. Everyone rejected them. They had nowhere to go. Mm. Birthed a child. I'm sorry. In a barn. Just the idea that, I guess it just, the first thing that we get of Jesus is that he's not trying to prove anything to us, even though he has everything to show for who he is and what he's doing in our life. And so if we look at the reverse, I'm like, we really don't have much to prove to him either, other than just our loyalty and showing up and choosing him over all the above. Yeah. Easier said than done.
Totally. And when we think of the account, the story and the account in the scriptures, in the gospels, of how Jesus was born, it's a reminder to us that to prepare him room is not actually to do a big remodel on the house, whether we're talking about, metaphorically or physically. It's not to somehow clean yourself up and make it pristine so you can be like, I'm ready now. What happened in the night that he was born was that what was available was made available to him.
That's so
and
good.
So I think the reminder for us is, you don't have to go clean up your life, make it amazing, or suddenly pretend that, cut off this part of the house and then add on so that he's like, ooh, I'm so impressed. You did all this for me.
Yeah.
I'm speaking about the fact that whatever you have, if you just simply say, it's all yours, you can have it. That's preparing him room. And I think the reminder that even a simple manger, even just a simple stable area where animals were being fed, that was good enough for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because it was what was truly available. It was truly everything that was available was given to him. And he came in a simple form to remind us that it's not about earthly rule. It's about having our hearts.
Amazing. I'm like, at bada bing, bada boom, period. Dot. We can't, I'm like, what's in there? No, but it's the simple truth. So easy to forget. So simple to remind ourselves. And like you said, it's just a quick adjustment, and it's leaving the shame and realizing that can be our belief from this very second moving forward. I love, thank you, Troy, for preaching to us too. Through you.
Just start where you are.
Yeah. Start where you are. Doesn't have to be perfect, but it can be really special. And that special place has to come from the abundance, the overflow, and not the Do I meet up? Do I measure up? And so I'm just so grateful you shared all that, because it feels like the freedom and the permission we need, especially as women, because there's standards unspoken, and that's not, it's not truth, capital T.
Yeah. So. And it's our privilege and joy to be able to say that to one another and encourage one another. And when you're off of this particular podcast recording and you're back in your everyday life, look for who it is that you can encourage and remind remind that person, like, hey, the pressure's off. Like, the true gift of Christmas, it doesn't have to sound cheesy when you say it, but the reality is, like, he's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. When you invite Jesus in, he makes his home with you, whether you have the tree up or not. Whoa. And I think that joy takes the pressure off, and you can say, hey, our family might even be going through a hard thing this year, and we may never even put a Christmas tree up, but it doesn't mean we celebrated any less.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. I love this. This is such a needed conversation. The reset, I think we all needed. So grateful for you. I want you to just kind of tell us, where can we get Emmanuel, your new beautiful devotional that you even illustrated yourself? One of my favorite parts of the whole thing. Where can we find it? Where can we follow along with you? Yeah. All the things for all of the Christmas love this year.
Oh, thank you. Well, you can find the book most everywhere you buy books, online or in bookstores. You can learn more about it at emmanuelbook.com. And it would be my great honor to connect with any of your listeners at Ruth Jo Simons on Instagram. And you can learn more about my work and see all my artwork and lifestyle product form at gracelaced.com.
We love it. We will link all of it in the show notes too. So no pressure for people trying to remember all this. We got them. One of my favorite questions to ask, and we can end with this. What is something you're loving these days that you have to share with our friends listening?
Oh, can it be super, super shallow?
Those are the best answers. Yes.
Oh my goodness. I'm using this Living Proof dry texture spray that you have to shake really fast when you're, it's not super cheap. I mean, it's like $20 a bottle or something.
Sure. But it's a splurge.
It's at Ulta, but I'm telling you, it's changed my life, because when you just don't have time to do your hair, when you just have to get up and go, it just adds a little like, oh wait, she did her hair today. And you know, you just fake it till you make it. So
it's a lot coming from a boy mom.
It's a refresher in a can. So it's that gray can by Living Proof. And it's, I think it's called the dry texturizing blast or spray or something. And I am loving that.
I love that. I think last time you shared a hair product with us, and I still...
Did I really?
Yeah. And I went and bought it, and I still use it. I wish I could remember what it was. I want to say it's Oribe. Or something like that. Did you ever use one?
I did. You have such a good memory. And now I'm a little embarrassed that I shared two hair products in a row. But
why? Your hair is fabulous. So I wish our friends could see the video. she has shown up with hair game today, guys.
You are so sweet.
We love all the recs. So people are like, okay, this is shallow. I'm like, oh, bring it. This is going to be a good one. We had lip gloss last week. We'll have something else fun next week. It's great. So yeah, Living Proof dry texture spray. Blast. Whatever. We'll look at
something like that. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I'm just so grateful that you came back and you shared your wisdom and your encouragement with us, especially this season. I know we need it. That reset was something I needed. So I just pray it's something our friends are gleaning from and moving forward with this week too.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode with us. It would mean the most if you took 30 seconds and left us a 5-star review in whatever platform that you're listening in right now. It's one of the best and free ways that you can love on us. So don't forget that anything we mention in today's episode, from resources, products, and more, can all be found in our show notes at realtalkwithrachel.com. For more updates, behind the scenes, and fun chats, head over to Instagram and follow us at Real Talk Podcast.